No quit. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The first prediction was that Hillary would drop out after Super Tuesday. Then it was March 6th. Then it was May 6th. Then it was May 20th. Even though she has scrubbed her speeches of any direct criticism of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton is obviously sending the message that there is no quit in this woman. Now the prediction is June 15th. But why quit even then? Everybody assumed that once the primaries were over, she would add up the votes and if she was behind, would surrender. But delegates don't actually vote until the convention. And technically, any delegate can change their mind up until then. So if the idea is to prove that she's the woman who won't quit until she's dragged from the battlefield, why quit June 15th? She has to find a reason to quit that doesn't look like defeat. A little like trying to get out of Iraq without it looking like defeat, which may explain why she keeps lending her campaign money. The Clintons aren't poor, but $31 million is a big chunk even for them. And that may be the point. It would let her say that to leave this race before the convention is abhorrent to every instinct in my body, but I must face the reality that without money, I cannot continue in a meaningful campaign. If she leaves on those terms, she may never be president, but she'd become a senator for life. You look at Senator Kennedy, who has outlasted 9 presidents, and today the praise is rolling in for him even on the blogs that normally never run his name unless it's next to the word Chappaquiddick. Now, a lifetime seat in the Senate wouldn't be such a bad consolation prize for a woman who would make her mark on history. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.